Ricky Gervais mocks transgender authoritarianism in Netflix special, Meet Me Halfway, Ladies. Lose the CK. By David Ng on May 24, 2022. Comedian Ricky Gervais took satirical aim at transgender authoritarianism in his new Netflix special Supernature, in which he mocks the woke left's insistence that male-to-female transgenders who still have their penises be called women. Ricky Gervais ripped transgender orthodoxy near the top of his stand-up set. The old-fashioned women, the ones with wombs. Those fucking dinosaurs, he began. I love the new women. They're great, aren't they? The new ones we've been seeing lately. The ones with beards and cocks. They're as good as gold, I love them. He continued, and now the old-fashioned ones say, oh, they want to use our toilets. Why shouldn't they use your toilets? For ladies. They are ladies. Look at their pronouns. What about this person isn't a lady? Well, his penis. Her penis, you fucking bigot. What if he rapes me? What if she rapes you, you fucking turf whore? Watch below, warning, graphic language. Gervais continued his set by talking about cancel culture. You can't predict what will be offensive in the future, he said, according to a report from Variety. You don't know who the dominant mob will be. Like, the worst thing you can say today, get you canceled on Twitter. Death threats, the worst thing you can say today is, women don't have penises, right? Now, no one saw that coming. He added, you won't find a 10-year-old tweet saying women don't have penises. You know why? We didn't think we fucking had to. Gervais reportedly concluded the special with a humorous caveat. Full disclosure, in real life of course I support trans rights, he said. I support all human rights, and trans rights are human rights. Live your best life. Use your preferred pronouns. Be the gender that you feel you are. But meet me halfway, ladies. Lose the cock. That's all I'm saying. Netflix released Supernature on Tuesday, just days after the struggling streamer warned its woke employees that it would no longer tolerate internal protests over controversial content. Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you, the company said in a statement. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.